You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Good evening. Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four comedians or creative people each share a creative idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, or a futuristic tech idea. The idea can be funny or serious, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous, but we'll always have fun talking and joking about it. I'm comedian David Shank. Next.
Oh, I am Jason Spitzbergen.
I'm Josh Boweb.
I'm your host, Tom Olma. This is Creativity Wasted.
Hey!
It is really hard to get comics to say their name. I don't know why. But let's get just jump right in. What's your idea?
My idea is a I was thinking about this last night, dating app. But a dating app where you have to submit – you obviously need to submit pictures. And you know like those old – I don't know. They're not old. But there's some computer programs where you would take like a – they were for fashion and you could swap shirts and swap pants and swap with a particular like – you could do a male or female model. Am I – have you guys not seen this type of thing before?
I like swapping pants with people.
Right,
but I'm
right.
Not sure.
But
in real life?
Yeah,
or in,
yeah, I don't
you
know.
Have a, you have an app, though, where instead of you're switching and swapping fashions, you're swapping body types, hair types.
So you can see what you look like.
Exactly. So you get a better match. So you don't get this stupid stuff of you meeting on a, going on a date and the girl's like, oh, he's so nice, but... I like fit guys. Well, then you're not going through that type of ridicule. You've already met your match, and then you get like within a percentage, like a percentage lock. Like this is a 98% lock. You should go on to the next date, or this is a 10% lock. We recommend you not proceed any further. That type of thing. I think you'd take a lot of time out of dating, out of this whole dating scene, and get in the wrong.
So you're saying dating is all superficial then?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, I'm confused.
Just want to make sure I was
So the idea
part.
Of the swapping of the body in the photo is not to deceive people?
Well, it is. But it is and it isn't because you got the person. Now, this is all in my crazy head and vision. But I would like an app where I can go, I would like a more robust body type.
Oh, you're ordering
their body type. So you're ordering with – but I want red hair.
Arnold
but I want a robust body type. But I want skinny legs.
So it's like a menu of what
right.
your partner you want your partner
I love
to
the
do.
Way your board op is looking at me like, this guy is scum. This guy is scum. Please don't bring him back. But I'm here for an hour, an entire hour.
Arnold Schwarzenegger already did this in Total Recall.
What?
He got to pick his perfect mate.
Well, that's yeah, true. I remember that, but it was that was very sophisticated, high-tech technology there.
Yours is shittier.
This, yes, mine is clunky, wonky, probably won't work right. It doesn't do very well on, like public Wi-Fi. You could very well make a mistake at like Burger King. You could definitely, like, you're on their Wi-Fi and wait, that's not what I ordered, but, that type of thing. Yeah, absolutely.
So you order a woman, you end up with a Whopper? Is that what you're saying?
You could, man, no, wait a minute.
That sounded, that,
wait
that
a minute.
Came out really hard.
Woman or Whopper, that's a new show. Let's get that. Let's get that going.
Does it go both ways? Does the woman do the same thing
absolutely.
When ordering the man?
Absolutely. So if there was a woman, let's say she seemed nice, when you look at, eHarmony, Plenty of Fish, whatever the kids are using today. And you look at this, but all you're seeing is a picture like this. And you meet somewhere and she fat shames you, like, I wanted a fit guy. You don't have to go, because we're in public. You don't have to
is,
go
is this
that.
Coming from personal experience?
Yes, yes
okay.
it is.
Yeah,
yeah I'm very
– it sounded a little like like it hurt a little bit.
It does.
Okay.
I don't want to be offensive, but you kind of have a fat head.
Yes.
I wouldn't think the woman would be surprised when she saw a fat body if she's only seen your head.
Well, I don't – when I do profile pics like that, I don't do my actual face. I put on a plague doctor mask with the hat, with the big beak. That's what I do. That's not true.
Wait,
but
what?
I was going to say, how's that been working out for you?
It's been great. It's been absolutely great.
How does your wife feel about this?
Yeah, well, let me tell you. That's the best part. With the plague doctor mask off, she can't tell who it is.
You have no proof.
I have no proof. That could be anybody behind that mask.
What's really weird was when you guys matched, right?
That technology didn't exist back then.
I meant like today, like –
Oh.
Like you were both on the app at the same time and you guys matched.
Like the
Oh, we probably wouldn't match at all today. No. That would probably be like a 10% match. But there's nothing you can do about it. It's been 14 years. So what can you do?
Let's talk about the Pina Colada song.
What? The what?
The Pina Colada song.
Okay. What does that have to do with anything?
Because it's about a divorced couple who end up together on because of a personal end.
I think it's a very underrepresented song or an undervalued song.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
It's also called the Pina Colada song. No, wait.
Isn't that what you called it the first time?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Do we have a clip?
But it does have another name. What is it? Escape. That's
Yeah, Escape.
It's also called Escape.
Do you like Pina Colada?
Oh, that song. Yeah, Shrek. Yeah.
Was it in Shrek?
That was in Shrek, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because the topic is appropriate for Shrek.
Right. So I'm Shrek's stunt double. And they just paint me green for the film. I remember it from being in Shrek.
I think if I was to do a caricature of you, I would have like green stink lines coming off you, Dave. I don't know.
That would be very accurate. That would be very accurate, yeah. Yeah.
Green stink lines. What does green smell like?
Because Shrek, the swamp gas.
Yeah. I can see brown.
Brown, maybe.
We could probably go on to the next bit. I don't know. We could probably do that. I don't know.
Brown stink lines? Are you trying to say he smells like poop?
What was the Charlie Brown or the penis character?
Pigpen.
Yeah, Pigpen. But who was the one that played the piano? Because I play the piano.
Schroeder.
But he had a blanket, didn't he?
No, that was Linus.
That was Linus. Why am I getting this all wrong?
Lucy's brother.
Well.
That's right. It was Lucy's brother. You're right.
Let's go back to your dating app idea.
Lucy was in love with Schroeder.
Okay.
What, now, nobody's going to pick you.
True.
Nobody's going to pick me.
No, this is a chance.
Nobody's going
to
pick the average person. They're going
to
go for the super attractive types.
Does your board op talk on the show, or is this like a total like gag order here on these shows over here?
I like it better when she talks.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm not putting you on the spot.
I need an adult.
I'm not putting you on your side. Are you the type that fat shame? Do you like only just fit men? Because even though they'll steal money out of your piggy bank and for cigarettes and just do nothing but continuously work on the demo and have no job, but they're fit. I mean, is that what you go after?
No. What? I usually go for someone with more of like
Forget
a build.
About it. Forget about it. Move on. What was that now?
Someone that's more of like a little bit built out.
Built.
Like, you know.
Horizontally?
A little bit of padding on them, not just like.
Well.
So what you're saying.
Would this app work for you though?
So
no.
It wouldn't work.
I don't want anything to do with anything.
Are you in a committed relationship?
Yes.
How long have you been in a committed relationship?
A long time.
2 weeks? 3 months?
Year?
A year?
I'm not good with dates.
A year.
Apparently, I'm the man in my relationship.
You know what 14 is? That's out on a 20-year sentence on good behavior. That's what 14 is. That's what that is.
Are you on parole right now?
Yeah,
is that what you're trying to say?
I'm on parole. I got to be back at midnight.
So one way your app could work is if you could prioritize the body types.
Mm-hmm.
So like
your favorites.
Yeah. So like nobody this high, your first choice wants you.
Absolutely. I don't want a girl on high heels.
Your second choice of your body type wants you. Nobody in your. So it'll get down to like the 30 or 40th favorite body type. And then boom, there's a woman in that body type that'll date you back.
Right. I shop at short and round, not big and tall. Okay. And I'm 5'6", 200 and question mark. And I know I wouldn't be picked. I would not be on a girl's favorites list. I know that. I'm realistic enough.
Is the point, Dave, just that you want it to be a completely honest site?
I want it to be completely one. Thank you, Josh, by the way. I want it to be completely 100% honest. Okay. Enough of the horse shit. Enough of the games.
Now, is there any actual like personality like compatibility involved, or is it straight up body type?
Oh, it's straight up body type because that's all that matters anymore, isn't it? I mean, seriously. I mean, do you look at a woman walking down the street that's hot and go, I wish she has a great personality? No, you don't. You're looking at her body type, right?
If they wanted something else, they'd be on eHarmony anyway.
Exactly. Or Farmers Only or some ridiculous shit, right?
Well, the other problem
is. I like bonfires. Well, I do too. I mean, that type of stuff.
I like bonfires.
I do too.
I wonder if there's more comics in the country than there are farmers. Because maybe comics should have their own like
dating more site. Comics in yeah. the country than farmers. I would certainly say so.
Yeah,
there's only like 85,000 in Detroit. So.
You'd have to throw improv in with comedy true, to get true. Women in.
Hell no. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we like keep building Costcos everywhere, no. so all the farmland's going away. So I mean, you know, right. I mean, it's either a Costco or it's a new subdivision. So there's no farms. So obviously, there's more comics left.
Well, I like your idea.
The thing about dating sites focusing on the physical, though, is that the non-physical is so easy to lie about,
mm-hmm.
and how people perceive themselves as far as personality is often drastically different than how they are.
Mm-hmm.
So focusing on the physical seems superficial, but if everything else is pure lies, then at least it's something real.
It speeds it up. I'm sorry. It speeds it up.
Totally lie in a photo, but you can totally lie about it.
Can you not lie in a photo? I mean, how many times do you see Facebook and everybody's posting a photo of how great their life is?
You can lie in the photo, but you get caught instantly the first time you see them in real life.
But you got a picture of everybody doing a happy little.
You could lie in the personality profile and they won't find out for months.
True. Yeah. I'll give you that. Absolutely. Yeah. But I think we're. Yeah, well, listen, I didn't think this all the way through. But I mean, I'm not.
Okay. What would you call this app?
You know, the whole way over here from the long journey of Sterling Heights, I thought about that, and I still don't have a name. So I was hoping maybe somebody could help me with that.
I can't help you with a name, but I have an idea to better your app.
I don't see how that's possible.
To solve all this
ahead.
Mental stuff. People that you know on Facebook
mm-hmm.
can rate you. Like, they can write a description of you.
That's a Black Mirror episode.
Everyone you know on Facebook has to write your description for you.
Is that anonymous? Like, do you see what your friends write about you?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like Sarah Ha or whatever that is, that craziness?
Yeah.
She, like, they get to rate whether or not they think your description's accurate or something like that.
Does that include ex-girlfriends and ex-boyfriends rating you? That could be a disaster.
I mean, could be, but depends.
I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know a good name for something so superficial and dark and twisted as what that will probably become. But
superficial.
A disaster. Yeah.
I'm the first one to admit.
That would be the name of the app.
Superficial. Superficial.com. Write it down. Let's go to Google. Let's go right now.
There is something called thesuperficial.com, which is
that is true.
Yeah. Well, how about superficialmatches.com?
Oh.
Superfi.
Superficialmatches.com. Yes. I like that. I like the way you think.
Superfi is small enough where it'll show up on the icon on your phone. Superficial is too long.
Superfi, do or die? Something like that.
There's our slogan.
Or shallow something. You remember like the movie Shallow Hal?
Yes.
Yes.
Shallow something.
So, yeah, that's basically the same idea.
Superfi is kind of
Well, he was able to see the inner beauty.
That's right.
But Superfi just sounds super fun. That's actually the exact
opposite. Superfi, super fun.
I like Superfi.
Let's do a jingle now. We got to come up with a jingle.
And it'd be the Superfly song.
Superfly.
From the 70s?
Yeah. Superfi, because it rhymes with Superfly.
Do we move on to the next idea now?
Yes.
Because I don't see this getting off the ground. I'm just be honest with you. I don't. I'm going to go to the board next week, but I don't expect
it. Well, what's it called? The cheating one is dead, right? The Ashley Madison site? Is it?
Well, that one's dead. I'm sure there's plenty more in the wings to take its place.
You can do all that on Adult Friend Finder.
That's true.
I'm pretty sure Ashley Madison.
You can do that on Farmers Only.
Ashley Madison.
You really do it on any of them. Site. Right. Yeah, what does it really matter?
You can do it on Craigslist. Not that I have. Just saying.
I've heard.
Casual Encounters.
There's a part of my show that's totally devoted to Craigslist.
Oh, you go through and you find the weird ones.
Yeah, I start on Tuesday and I don't get done until Thursday.
Are they all local?
That's how much I'm into it, huh?
Do you stick with the Detroit listings?
No, I go all over the country.
Oh.
Sometimes I've been all over the world. I've been over in Ireland. I have searched because, you know,
I was just curious.
Craigslist is all over the world.
Because if you search everywhere, eventually you're going to find weird things, and no matter what you're looking at.
Oh, brother, have I found some weird things.
I'm wondering if just searching Detroit is enough to find weird things.
Oh, Detroit's horrible. Yeah, these are – but I will say the Detroiters don't use enough pictures. There are other cities that completely knock Detroit out of the – you know, just blow it out of the water with pictures. Like the, what was the one that I couldn't believe that just
– well, this is boring. Let's move on. Go ahead, Jason.
Sorry. Come on, no, on the 13th no of October, you will find out what I'm talking about.
I'm sure it's probably fun to see, but to try to remember a city, I figured let's move on.
October 13th, you'll find out.
That's, go ahead.
Sounds like a warning. I guess the idea that I came up with was an app to help you come up with innovations because I couldn't think of anything.
Creativity finder?
Something to help you come up with ideas.
The Creativity Wasted podcast app?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Just steal all my ideas?
Yeah, I got nothing. I much like high school, I came unprepared.
Why don't you use the idea I gave you?
I thought you were going to use that, and I was just going to try to help you build off of it.
No, that was my idea that I did not choose. So
oh, you had another idea.
You can use it.
You came up with two ideas.
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, I don't feel so bad then.
this is like group work in school where one guy just sits out and doesn't do jack shit while everybody else
does
all the
work. Yeah, and just copy off of him. Yeah.
This is cool. Yeah. Let's go.
Just
let's
like my high
you get an F, but go ahead.
Okay, so I guess
do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, why don't you explain
it? Okay. Oh, so you just do two ideas basically.
Well, he could talk about it. I'm just going to give the basic idea. So I just think that it's really weird that like I never knew all these people wanted to be cab drivers until Lyft and Uber came around. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden everybody in the world wants to be a cab driver. I never heard anybody else ever before this say they wanted to be a cab driver. So what if you had like an app for that for other things? Like, hey, I think I'm going to be a surgeon for 3 hours tomorrow. That type of thing.
I love it. I love it.
If you can create an app to make all these like non-cab drivers be cab drivers, why can't you have an app to make non-doctors be doctors or non-whatevers to be whatevers?
Cashiers.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder, like they make up doctors to be this really complicated thing.
It is.
Like,
maybe all of medical school is like, hey, just don't tell anybody that it's really easy. That's basically
– if you have a
keep
really
the good, lie going. Yeah.
Let's say you have a really good detailed checklist of how to perform a surgery. Step one, put the gloves on. Step two, spray the thing on the gloves. Step three, correct. Could an ordinary dumb person do it?
So,
I mean, is there some magic
pictures,
thing?
You know, I've had pictures of the actual organs that you could, you know.
I mean, I have a
feeling like right off your phone, you swipe each step of it.
I have a feeling that most jobs could be taught in a month at most. Everything else – all the rest of college is just the fact that someone – that you're proving you can get up in the morning and go somewhere and be responsible for 4 years enough to graduate. Everybody's job can be explained in half an hour. So like
– went from a month to a half hour.
Or I meant a month. Sorry. So like your job, you're a coder, right?
Yeah.
So could you teach somebody to code in a month?
Yeah.
Case closed.
I think coding is a poor example, but I think a lot of the thing with doctors is just knowing what to do when shit goes wrong. Like if everything's going right, anybody could do it. But
well, you know, my
once shit goes wrong, you need the expert.
My brother and I both are in the transportation industry for our day jobs. My brother is a pilot. It don't matter what airline, but he's a pilot and has been for about 12 years.
That means it's Spirit.
And United. Anyway, it took him, I would say by the time licensing and everything was all done, from the moment he went to school to the moment that an airline said, yeah, okay, yeah, you can probably fly a plane for us, no problem. I mean, that was 2 years.
But he could have flown after 30 days probably.
Oh, I would imagine so. Yeah, I mean the rudimentary, you know, this plus that equals up in the air type of thing. Yeah, I would say so. Maybe.
So I wonder if we took all of the requirements for jobs and just totally lessened them to like 10% of what they are.
Dumb it down.
Dumb it down. Would we have more accidents? Would we have more problems in the world? Like.
Well, I don't know. People can't drive as it is with all this technology to watch their sides and the rear end and the forwards and the cameras and the now they can parallel park for themselves and we're still getting accidents. So I don't know.
Yeah.
driver's ed is longer than it's ever been in the history of American driving. I can remember my driver's ed class in the 90s was a month.
Yeah,
and you got your license. You went to the Secretary of State. Is got your license. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't even that long. Now it's a 2-year process.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Starts when you're 14 and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I think a lot of that training for things is just a scam to charge money to train and to minimize the amount of professionals in that field to compete against.
My app is a scam. Total scam.
I think we just came up with a conspiracy theory. Like together, we crowdsourced a conspiracy theory, I think.
That's good.
Well, yeah. It's a rational conspiracy theory. There have been 60 Minutes articles on how you need training for months to get a license to cut hair.
Hey, man, Trump University's real, all right?
Well, not anymore.
No, not anymore. Actually, a court order says that it can't be.
And that's insane. It's just a scam. Obviously, that's a scam. So if that's a scam, what else is
the American political landscape? Yes, I would agree. Yes. I would agree. I'm actually a political science graduate from Wayne State University, not a medical student studying gynecology. I know that.
Call back to before we start.
Yeah, that may be it may throw some of you off, but no, I actually did Wayne State poli sci, and I do nothing with it. So thank you very much.
Your idea was an app. What was it again?
My idea for him.
Yes. It's an app to allow you to pretty much do any profession by logging in.
We need a janitor here for 3 hours. Somebody will sign up for it.
So like Labor Ready.
That's Craigslist basically what you're talking about now.
So like Labor Ready would eat the shit out of this. Like, oh, you got two arms and two legs and a head. How about a horse jockey? Can you do that? I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
I couldn't do a horse jockey. Maybe the height, but not the weight.
I do think that. That's the way the economy is going to – seriously, your idea to have little micro jobs. You sign gigs, up to do gigs.
Yeah. Gigs.
They call it the gig economy, I think.
Was that too loud, Jason?
It was just surprising.
But I think that'll kill drug dealing because that's what drug dealing basically is. It's a way to just work whenever you want for a couple hours and then just stay home and play video games whenever you want all day.
Yeah.
Work on your demo tape. Steal money out of your kid's piggy bank.
But if you can do that, if you don't have the self-motivation to do a 9-to-5, what are your choices now before the gig economy, before Uber was just to be a drug dealer or to live poor, or live in your mom's house.
Hang out outside Home Depot.
But now that there's Uber and all these other gig apps, that like the one that you were talking about, you can get money by just if you doing work a couple hours at a time.
Do they have a comedy section in there? Comedian section?
I don't know.
Instant comedian, just add talent? Or just add what?
Yeah.
Just add microphone.
Just add microphone. Well, that's almost how it is.
Pretty much. That's what an open mic is, really.
Yeah, pretty well. Well, and that and a notebook. So can't forget the notebook. Now it's the new generation is on the phone. The notebook is on the phone now, I guess. But some of us still take a bound book.
But yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think it's a lot of people are already thinking about it, though. Mm. So it'd be probably hard to make money. My last episode was even about that.
Oh,
related to specifically 24-hour grocery stores. I wanted to.
Oh, that's right, because they do delivery now.
Yeah. I actually get groceries delivered sometimes.
Yeah, we do too, but that's another example. You could be a grocery delivery person.
No, but my theory was that if you want 24-hour services, like get a haircut at 24 hours a day, it has to be in a grocery store because that's the only place people feel safe at 2 a.m. in public.
That's pretty true.
Meijer. Yeah. I mean, I have no problem going into a Meijer at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And
been to many.
Meijer is – they're all the grocery stores are going to die because of delivery unless they become a destination for these 2 a.m. haircuts and services. And so they should line – some of the Meijers already have Starbucks in them and banks.
I just can't imagine a situation where I would need a haircut at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. But
maybe not 2 a.m. but
Well, now in Vegas I got ice cream at 3 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, you can do anything in –
anything.
But it'd be nice. Like, I like to work right up until the open mic or until this. So it'd be nice, like, at 9 p.m. after my Podcast Detroit thing finishes to go get a haircut instead of having to try to do it between 5 and 6:30 p.m. and try to beat traffic.
10,000 other people wanting a haircut at the same time.
Yeah. But, yeah. So that was my little deviation from your idea.
Okay. Do you have an idea?
Yeah. Is that your idea too, or?
No.
Let's move on to your.
Oh. My real idea?
Your real idea.
So my real idea, have you ever had somebody actually do their actual idea? On, like, they tell you what they're going to do and they actually go out and do it?
No.
I'm going to do that today. I'm going to announce. I'm going to announce something. It's nothing more than
this
that.
This isn't to promote things, but.
Cue dramatic music. Nothing. Okay, go ahead.
Is it something you've already done or?
No, I just had the idea and I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But ahead. I don't have an, like, I haven't done anything for it yet. But
is this just a new sexual position?
Yeah, that's right. No, so what I want to
do. Does it involve exchanging pants, which was your thing yeah. from earlier?
Or a horse?
or a horse.
Yeah. Forget it.
Exchanging a horse.
Go ahead.
So when I'm driving, like, I have an hour commute. Usually in the morning and evening. So I like to listen to, and I have Sirius satellite radio.
Ooh.
Because I'm rich.
That still exists.
Fancy. Yeah, it does actually. So I listen to classic radio because I like to listen to stories that are going to begin and end while I'm in
Hell
the car.
Hell
right?
Yes, dude. I thought I was the only one.
No, it's awesome. And plus when I was young, my grandma would play me like Charlie McCarthy shows and stuff like that. So these shows are really, really good. Like, they have good plots and good good acting and
sound effects
like
were
that.
Done by hand.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to bring that back. I want to do a podcast that's stories. That's
no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean like This American Life or Lore or like
Thrilling Adventure Hour?
He's talking like War of the Worlds type stuff.
Oh, fictional stories.
Yeah.
Like original fictional stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Thrilling Adventure.
Where he's doing thunder off of a saw blade off of a lumberjack saw.
I mean, we might modern it up a little bit with sound effects. Maybe.
Yeah, we might do that too.
Where's that little sound effect
machine? What do you mean
I was going to show up with an axe.
Yeah, we have a sound effect machine.
We do?
So,
and we have the
to be fair,
I'm going
to
play this every time I come on your show before I.
Okay,
talk.
So we have the sound effect machine, so we can do in a demonstration of your idea.
Okay,
so figure out what a couple of the buttons are.
What do you mean you're doing this?
Our
tonight?
Story
you're
begins on a dark and stark.
No, I'm announcing
night.
My idea tonight. I'll probably get started on it soon.
Is it going to be a specific – are they like all sci-fi or is it just all across the board?
No. Didn't mean to piggyback.
No, I want that, you on.
But the inaugural show should probably be a sci-fi one.
Yeah.
One that just jolts and kicks ass and just – or a – I thought somebody was at the window. And or
you mean
horror.
The window that's totally covered up that you wouldn't be able to tell anyway?
Well, no. I can see a little sliver right there.
Because we have podcasts.
Other people exist outside of us.
There is somebody out there.
Okay.
There is somebody out there.
There's more people in the world than what's in the studio.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Yeah. So I that's what I want to do. I want to write scripts and get.
My hat is off to you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Is it going to be just you voicing them or is it going to. People are going to bring their own stories?
Any comic that uses a puppet is welcome. I'm kidding. No, seriously.
That was a Charlie McCarthy callback.
Yeah, it was actually.
Wow.
Whatever happened to what's his name? Greg? Puppet guy. Greg Scherr.
Oh, Greg Scherr.
I haven't seen him in a year or two.
I haven't either.
Well, there's CC Dynamite.
Yeah, yeah.
He did my podcast.
I'm sorry. I said
Greg,
that.
The puppet guy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
With his puppet? Was the puppet over here on the other mic?
You hosted a show with the lady brought the puppets.
It did involve the puppet, but he didn't do the voice of the puppet.
Oh.
Something to do with bringing the puppet on a date. Or maybe I just kept picking on him for the puppet and I brought that into the conversation. But whatever. Let's
I think your idea is kick ass.
Thanks, man.
I'm in it.
It all depends on how good it is, I guess.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Well, because no one's going to be doing that.
There are podcasts like that.
Are there?
Yeah.
What?
Dozens and dozens of them.
Don't let them kill your dream.
But, you know, I mean,
don't.
There's also, you know, hundreds of thousands of stand up comics, and you do that. So, you know,
exactly.
It's just another medium. Like, don't discourage you.
But around here, it would be the only one.
True.
Around here, probably in this state, you would probably be the only one.
Yes, probably.
I've been breathing oxygen before. It was cool.
So, but no, that is a very
it's
good
cool.
Idea.
I didn't know it was cool to breathe oxygen. I guess that was my disconnect.
Oh, well.
And if you ever need someone to play the piano,
I feel like
for an
you're
intro,
stalling. I wanted you to demonstrate, and you keep steering the conversation away or whatever. Let's you have the sound effect thing. You know what a couple of the buttons do.
I don't know what any of the buttons do.
You just pressed a few of the buttons.
I pressed two of them. Okay, so like you have
hurry up. Just press the damn
button.
This
is great. This guy.
This actually kind of sounds like an organ from one of those type of shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
This could be for a superhero.
Our story begins.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Okay, James. Now you know what four of the buttons do. Go.
And that's like every time I tell a funny joke.
Every time you actually tell a joke.
Or the sad one. Yeah.
Hey, that's a ripoff of my sound effects. Hey,
okay, we don't need to try every damn button. Just
actually,
stop
when
stalling
I
actually
when I tell a joke,
are.
Actually when I tell a joke, it's just a guy in the back of the room that goes.
Dave already did it. He did. He was my announcer. I'm not going to be on air talent. I'm not. I'm
in the 23rd century, in a galaxy completely raveled by war.
You're not going to be on air.
Yeah.
You're going to have a podcast where you never speak?
I'm going to write. I'm going to write the stories.
Captain Bolt races a home aboard his starship.
Now, so are you going to have...
This idea will never happen because you're too chicken to even...
I will make sure it happens. I will keep you on task. I will message you daily, sir. Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at?
No, I really am going to do it.
I'm at the studio. Where are you at? That's what I'm going to be doing.
I just am not... I don't like being in, like... I'm not an actor.
If you don't do it, I will steal it from you, sir.
Oh, please. I want to do it together. Like
that's a great that's a good idea, man. Seriously.
Anybody and have Jason's a story cool idea too, that you could like a 5-minute story idea?
A 5-minute story?
That for his thing and he can run the sound effects.
Oh, absolutely. How about let's do this. A pilot that's afraid of heights.
Go.
That works.
A pilot that's afraid of heights that was just found murdered.
Well, that took a really dark turn. I didn't know.
This sounds like one of those logic problems. There's a puddle of water on the floor.
How did a train leave Chicago at what? Now there, that's my favorite. That one's my favorite. That one's my favorite. Okay. I didn't get to say anything.
Let's start with it. Go ahead.
All right, what am I doing?
You're telling your 5-minute story about the pilot.
Oh. I didn't know I was going to be put on the spot. I apologize. let's see.
We can still hear that, by the way.
Maybe we should move on. And then we should move on. I don't want to waste your time. Because I don't have – I can't do 5 minutes in comedy. How could I do a with a week to prepare?
You're forcing me to step up here. Okay.
I don't have a –
pilot who's afraid of heights. So let's start. Little Timmy loved trains. He was a little autistic. And then he went on a flight to see his real dad.
Let's do a round robin story.
Okay, let's do that. Thank you.
You talk for a little bit, then Dave will continue.
He went on a flight to meet his real dad, and he fell in love with the idea of airplanes. Mm-hmm. But he was so afraid. I don't know how to do a round.
But it was the 1930s Dust Bowl in central Oklahoma, and little Timmy went to the Bolt Transfer Company where he found pilot Jake, who was an inebriated drunk and wife abuser, which has no relevance to the story whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. If you listen to the stories from the 40s, it's always.
Oh, yeah. Well, wife abuser, which has no. Well, no. Wife abuser. And he goes
Timmy's
to.
He was Timmy's real dad.
He was Timmy's real dad, but we don't find out until the second one in The Empire Strikes Back. But the but he goes on board the plane and he realizes that all of a sudden his pilot has a horrible fear of heights where they travel at treetop level, 90, 100 miles an hour, as they race towards more dust. Jason.
Wait, were you saying the plane was going 90 to 100 miles an hour?
It's an old plane.
Okay.
Well, fuck it. This isn't working.
It's a stop with
Timmy
camel.
Was supposed to be the pilot who was afraid
of flying. That was the other thing. I was
Oh, Timmy was a pilot?
Yeah.
Timmy, who was a raging alcoholic and wife abuser.
He was a pilot. Until the plane was in the air.
Timmy
then that's when he realized he had a horrible fear of heights. Was once he got that plane airborne, he's like, holy crap, I shouldn't be doing this.
I'm drunk and autistic.
Timmy
aced all of the exams for becoming a pilot. The first time in the air,
he realized, holy shit.
Well, shit. I should probably get down. But I don't want to be a chicken, so I'll just do it at the top of these trees. And they needed a trim anyway, so what the hell?
Okay, we all suck it in.
That was good.
Did you hear that? Record
so
that.
So, Tom, when when
that's $10.
When I do make this, I'm going to spite – credit you in the credits.
Spite credit.
But yeah. A terrible thunderstorm erupts. No, I'm sorry. I'm still in the middle.
I think we're done with this.
Spite dedicated to you.
We're not done with this, sir. I will be by your side.
Huh?
Why spite?
Because he says I'll never do it.
What's happening?
It's the NSA. They're reading our thoughts. It's Trump.
I don't want to touch anything.
Don't touch nothing. Actually, I'm going to get out the window. If you're smart, you'll follow. Nothing.
Are we still on?
Did I do something?
Okay, let's move
on. This is
your time for sound effects.
Running water sound effect.
Yes.
Oh, it's storming. It's raining outside. Yeah, it's a nice, steady drizzle.
It was
outside.
A dark and stormy night. And Dave farted.
Oh, that was it. Thank you. And out of nowhere, Timmy in his autistic airplane traveling at breakneck speeds. I'm sorry. I think that's hilarious.
Would you write episodes too?
Well, I with actually like some time to actually sit and get a rational thought together. Yes, I would.
Yeah, I'll write an episode for your show.
Do you want to do 5-minute shows? I don't know.
Are you going to do like? Is it going to be a serial or is it going to be?
It can be
like an anthology.
Most of the good ones were serials.
Yeah, whatever anybody writes is fine. I mean, if somebody wants to write a one-off episode.
That would be also a really cool thing, and I don't want to take away from your time, but that would also be a good thing to do live comedy with a bunch of other comedians. Now they do that cinema roast crunch and things, and they just roast them. But that would be kind of a cool thing to get a roundtable of comedians together and just continue a story and just see how off-the-wall, crazy... Just
do you like that idea?
Beyond
because it works so well tonight.
if you come prepared for that.
If you come prepared, or at least, I'm not saying,
or drunk at least.
Drunk. Some Jameson would help or something. But I think that could absolutely work. I mean, if they go and roast a movie, I mean, you get to see the movie ahead of time. You kind of know what you're going to say. But
right.
Are we still on the air?
But if you like sent out, a skeleton synopsis of like what the story's going to be, and then everybody can kind of fill it in as they go along if you have some time to think about it.
Just said this, today's story is a pilot that's afraid of heights. Go. And I mean, you could probably generate a lot of crazy.
A little more information than that. Yeah.
This sounds like improv, and I don't like improv.
We're talking about making up a story. What else is that?
You're right.
That is improv.
Well, when you write a comedy bit, that's making up a story. Well, if you're a storyteller.
But the finished product of that is – I mean, what we're doing now is improv. The finished product of that is something that's rehearsed and done – it's not something that's just off the top of your head.
Improv is making up a story to show off how good you are at thinking.
On your feet.
It's not meant to tell the best story.
Yeah, exactly. The finished product is the improv.
I don't know. I don't like it. I feel
improv
like
is people who are too scared to stand on a stage alone.
I feel like improv is having Donald Trump for president. Like, it's probably going to go bad. Like, if you just put some time and effort into it, we could have fixed it.
Excellent work.
Are we on? I don't hear my voice at all.
I hear your voice at all.
Okay, let's move on to my idea in this weird train wreck of an episode. No, it's funny. It's a little chaotic, but it's funny.
Is it because I'm here? You can be honest.
It's because exactly. It's because I came wholly unprepared.
I think it's you and me both, actually.
Yeah.
I think
we make a terrible team.
Terrible. 100% horrible. Should be a sitcom.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go on my idea. So I saw a couple things on TV recently. One, they were talking about robots taking over all of our jobs soon.
Thank God.
And the point that the guy made on the TV was that there's not necessarily going to be new job fields to take over. Like in the 1900s, people were afraid that people who did like blacksmithing and horse-drawn carriages, like the Luddites, they were afraid that there wouldn't be any jobs to replace them. But there happened to be jobs to replace them. But there's no guarantee that that'll happen in the future.
Right. We're going to eventually get to the point where almost everything is done by computer.
Yeah. And the guy, what the guy on the TV said was that one of the only industries left will be the entertainment industry, and not everybody can be in the entertainment industry because...
Don't I know it.
Because there's only... because there's only so many...
thank you.
There's only so many celebrities that there can be at one time, and so many hit shows at one time, because people can only remember so many things at once.
Is there a hit show out now?
I think that's total bullshit.
Our discussion today has reminded me of Black Mirror so many times. Have you seen it?
I don't know. I've not.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Like the episode where the only way to get out of the underground bunker where they are, where they're riding bicycles, is to get on TV. Like, uh-huh. And there's only so many entertainers.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's true.
I didn't know that they were underground or on a spaceship in that episode. Assumed. But
I just thought it was just a place.
Are you going to leave me any time to do my rant about Star Trek Discovery? No?
Nobody? No, I haven't watched it yet. No.
But
my thought is, like, but they do have machines that can, like, that can write films now and songs. Like, just taking, you know, like, there are computers out there that have like culled all the every song ever written, basically, mm-hmm. and been able to like output a new hit song.
And they can make a singer who sounds like a Saint Bernard actually make him sound like an excellent singer, right? Through voice harmonics and everything.
Auto-tune.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But anyway, so my premise is that you don't need to be famous to work in the entertainment industry, and you don't need to be on a hit show. Because the premise that you need to be on something that people remember is false. And the primary example of that is a tourist trap. So you're on vacation. I mean, it's a certain type of entertainment industry that's limited. But so you're on vacation. You stumble into a tourist, like a, what do you call them, the AAA guidebook area where they have all those mm-hmm. brochures. Yeah. You see something interesting that you never heard of. You go there and then you forget about it. You take some photos. And then, so there's a whole field of entertainment that's not based on hearing about it first and about like being famous. It doesn't have to be a famous show or a famous video game. It's just something you stumble onto, you do it, and then you forget about it. In the that's like an endless pit of opportunity, and there's other types of things that could be.
I mean, how many people out there, you know, are on these tiny little YouTube shows and stuff like that? It's the same type of thing. Yeah,
tiny that's what podcasts. We are all competing with every day.
Yeah. Isn't this like? Aren't you just describing local comedy?
No. How many of those YouTube comedians could actually get up on stage and do good quality stand up? I would say. Probably maybe half.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about comedians. I'm just talking about like there's so many, you know.
You're right. YouTube.
Gadget shows and car shows. And
I learned how to do the floor in my basement, the Pergo floor, by watching YouTube. I didn't get a guy over there. I bought the Pergo floor and the stuff I needed, and I watched YouTube for 4 solid days.
Oh, yeah. But my point is that there could be – in the entertainment industry, if you consider tourism and all forms of entertainment, entertainment industry, there's a lot of room for growth there. Hmm. And I think there's not a lot of physical things to do for entertainment. Like most of things involve just watching a TV or going traveling somewhere and just looking at something and taking a photo of it or just eating. There's only like 10 or 12 like physical things that people do for fun, like hiking, cycling, swimming, rock climbing, baseball or soft footballs. But there should be hundreds of physical things that people can do. Like that's like a totally untapped market of entertainment industry that's begging for to be filled, especially in the future if we live in a robot society where that's robots do all the jobs and we've got all the time in the world to do entertainment things. And so I think that that's one thing. And like the board game industry exploded recently because of Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And so I think a similar thing could happen with physical games in a futuristic world where people don't have to work very much.
They're just so all they have to do is leisure activities, and we need to invent more leisure activities.
Yeah. And
like,
so that
like Westworld.
So that's one thing to do with my idea is it fills a gap in the entertainment industry. And then the other thing, I haven't even gotten to my idea yet. I tend to ramble way too long before I give my idea. Maybe I'll just keep leading up to it, and then she'll say we're out of time, and I won't even give the idea. The other part is there's been the hurricanes recently, and I was thinking about how totally unprepared society is for natural disasters and other types of disasters. Mm-hmm. Like scientists think that sunspots will hit like every 50 years and they'll destroy all of the satellites that are on the side of the Earth that's facing the sun at the time, and that some of them might even be strong enough to literally fry all of the electronics on land, like get through the atmosphere. And like, I think there was one of the stupid sci-fi shows about that mm-hmm. all the power goes out.
I remember that.
And like, we're miles from being prepared for stuff like that. And so if you combine these two things together, like getting more prepared for disasters and also coming up with entertainment things for people to do, like robot-proof jobs related to entertainment, you come up with my idea. Hmm. So my idea solves both of those problems, at least partially. And it's historical concept communities is what I call it. So basically, like the Amish would be like an example of one that already exists. So you'd want to have like almost big communities, almost like the size of Indian reservations or states. And you would have rules for these communities as to like what technologies they can use and what the buildings have to look like and how the people live. So you could have like a post-World War II, like automotive, like
baby
gasoline,
boom era.
Like baby boom era, like happy days, like street racing, gasoline-powered engines, gasoline-powered farming equipment, like no computers, basically. So,
and this is like a vacation?
With the racism and spousal abuse as well?
Well, they would still have... it wouldn't be totally accurate. They would be under our modern laws and
right.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
But
right.
So, but it would be a way to like. Some people might want to live there already. Some people might want to vacation there in this like themed.
See,
society.
I just have to say that what you're talking about like, being you know not or being robot proof basically, Westworld. Is what that is with robots.
Yeah, well,
like,
but the whole idea is that if a sunspot like killed all of the electronics,
oh yeah, yeah.
Or all like the computers, so you have enough people already there who know how to do things like to farm and
actually stick build a house
to drive trucks
yeah. so you're saying,
build houses all without computers.
So people getting ready for like an apocalypse by like. Knowing how – just keeping that knowledge going mm-hmm. that will otherwise be pushed aside by newer technologies.
Yeah, instead of having one society that has just the modern way of doing things, you'd create steps. And all those different steps, like the baby boom step, the Amish step, and you could have like a medieval step. You could have like a survivalist step where you hunt and gather food in the woods and you build and you do everything yourself, like the preppers. So you have all these steps.
How much would this cost? That's really what I want to get into. Because you've piqued my interest. I like the premise. How much am I having to give you to do this?
So first of all, so it's basically not about the cost so much as about organizing people. So we've got plenty of areas in the U.S., like rural areas, where we could put these, like create these reservations, like to build these societies. And so you'd make it so people who already want to live like a survivalist, or they want to live in like the 1950s style.
Oh, that's how.
And they want to drive. They don't want self-driving cars. They want to drive their own cars, and so
self-driving
people would want to live there. So you wouldn't have to pay them to do it.
Right.
You just have to convince them to all coalesce into one area, and then tourists might not want to live there forever, but they'll want to vacation there.
I would totally vacation there.
I think that that's ultimately going to happen. Like, I honestly do. Like,
as long as there's a water park, I need a water park.
Yeah.
Splash and then, Village.
You'd have to go to one of the places that's after the water park was invented, though. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
like, fair. You couldn't go to medieval times and they'd have a water park.
Well, right. So I need to go somewhere, yeah, where I could still get a decent hotel with water park and a buffet, which I just totally wrecked your entire idea by having all that consumerism in one spot.
Yeah, basically you're just talking about like a present day anything.
I should just go to Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
That's pretty well what that is.
Disney too. Like, Disney has the 50s cafe.
They do.
But I'm thinking that it's not just a little theme park. Right. It's an actual way of society.
Yeah. It's an actual society. So
The Amish is the primary.
I'm with Josh. That's totally going to happen. And as a matter of fact, I think it's going to happen sooner than later, honestly.
It kind of has happened.
Yeah. I'm with him. Yeah. I think what you are talking about is absolutely plausible.
And I think the government should subsidize it in regards to disaster preparedness.
People that are off the grid aren't going to want the government involved.
Yeah. That's the first thing
I thought
of. If they
give them money. They'll take money from the government.
Well, that's true, because I can remember a distinct time when there was a hurricane on the East Coast and a certain senator in Texas said, Texans hold their own. We don't need no socialism. And then when the hurricane came down there, can we get a –
it was a different story.
Texans hold their own, don't they? Anyway, I didn't mean to take
so
that.
So like let's but. Say
– Thank you.
Like today, if the entire electrical grid got wiped out, like
– What did you hear?
A few survivalists and a few college professors who still know how to do, like, how to make soap.
And gynecologists.
Like, themselves and
well,
how to.
Anybody who's read Fight Club knows how to make soap.
And how to hunt themselves and how to. And there's a few people who have old cars that don't have any electrical at all.
They're carbureted.
Like, self-started, like, crank-started.
Model A's.
There's a little bit of that, but there's so little of it that society would really suffer. But if you have like these societies, big societies where people are just doing that day to day, where and that big horrible disaster happens, then there's enough people out there to prevent mass starvation if this disaster happens. So basically you create all these mini societies. Let's say not the electrical grid, but let's say self-driving cars. We're all on self-driving cars, so hardly anybody knows how to drive. And all of a sudden, self-driving cars are just off the table for whatever reason. So we would still have like hundreds of thousands of truckers who know how to drive trucks in this mini society, so that they can like move into the other societies and show people how to do stuff. Or show people how to cut down trees with an axe instead of a saw or whatever.
Very interesting.
Basically, the robots, if the robots become sentient, they'll see this as like, this is a backup for them too. Like, this is a way. So it's almost robot proof in that it gives humanity a purpose that won't go away because of high technology and robots and whatever.
Just know which area you're going into. Try not to walk into like Black Death Europe. That would probably be one that you'd want to walk into.
Oh, and one other thing is that the modern knowledge will trickle in. Like, we know more about germs, and they used to have to like urinate on cotton to like soften it up or whatever. Like, we would have alternate methods that we would give to them people, and we would have modern toilets. I see it. But so it wouldn't be a totally accurate representation, but it would be close enough to impress tourists, but also, and it would also serve a purpose of disaster preparedness.
That's very interesting. That was very cool. I like that.
Any last comments? Any shows to plug?
I have a show every Friday, Sitting Down with Stand-Ups, over at Cave Radio. And
I'll tell them that you said it.
No, I like those guys. It's really good. It's just that the drive sucks, and you literally got to like almost kill a man to get there in traffic. But no, I enjoy the show. Everybody having the show is great. I really love it. And this week we have, I don't even know who we have on this week. But
okay, that was too much rambling. This is Creativity Wasted. Thanks for coming, you guys. Good night.
Thanks, you.
Thanks, Tom.